Good evening, my name's Andy, editor of RiceandZen.org, and anyone who follows the website might have noticed that recently I went through a bit of a hardware change. I've been updating my computers and cameras to make sure that the stock photography business is running well, and to replace my MacBook, I got a Core i5 iMac, and I was going to report back to you about the monitor problems and general smoothness of migration, so I thought I'd mention a couple of things. Firstly, the monitor seems to be absolutely fine. I've run a few screen tests and I can't see any yellow tinting. There might be some very slight brightness discrepancy, but it's impossible basically for me to notice, to register. So I think Apple might be telling the truth when they say the problem's fixed. It seems good to me, but let me know what you found. I migrated over from my MacBook using a Time Machine backup. I thought I was going to have to use my cloned hard drive, which I made with Super Duper, but the Time Machine backup actually worked very well. As I booted up with the FireWire hard drive plugged in, it gave me the option of restoring from the last backup. I set it going. I think it took about 2 hours or so, just under that. I went shopping. By the time I got back, the computer was exactly as I had left the MacBook a couple of weeks earlier, and everything worked fine, including all my mail accounts. The SMTP took a couple of seconds to sync, but all my sent and received mail were back in place. All of my documents were there, and yeah, Time Machine worked exactly as advertised. No complaints here whatsoever. GF1 test with the DX40 that I mentioned the other day went well. I'm slowly and steadily writing up the article, but I've had a lot of other jobs on my plate which have taken precedence. I will try and get that to you tomorrow if possible. And lastly, a Japanese anecdote for you. One of the people I work with, one of my managers, in fact, received a call, and she said she had been the subject of netting, which is a word that she and some Japanese girls use to mean being picked up. She said netting sareta, meaning I was picked up, and I thought that sounded, you know, potentially exciting for her. I thought a guy had asked her out for coffee. When I delved a little deeper, it turned out what had happened is she had been on the phone with a customer for 10 minutes, unable to end the call, which is the first thing that strikes you about this kind of situation in Japan. I'm sure in another country, she would have slammed the phone down in seconds and been absolutely justified in doing so, but she is unable to do that here. So she was on the phone to this guy for 10 minutes while he propositioned her and basically asked her to sleep with him. And it turns out, I didn't know this, that he's been doing this for a year, and this is not at all unusual. This is not this is barely even considered sexual harassment out here, because, you know, it's usually so much worse. At least he's asking, and he may be ham-fisted at it, but this is him trying to pick her up. So there wasn't what I assumed, like an invitation to coffee or dinner. It was just 10 minutes of him saying that she needed to sleep with him. And when she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend," and he said, "Well, cheating is Japanese culture. This is Japan. This is what we do." And having lived here for 4 years now, I could say that there is a certain element of truth to that. I think in the adult population, shopping and adultery are two very popular pastimes. But she wasn't having any of it. But she is willing to tell the story with a sort of half-tired, half-laughing tone of voice. She doesn't see this as a big problem. This might be a rather serious case of sexual harassment where you're from, but here this is just an occupational hazard, and it gets a lot worse than that, so she's happy to live with it, and has been doing so for a year. So, not exactly the smoothest pickup artist I've ever heard of. I hope that you out there are doing a little better. I hope that you're slightly more refined and finessed than 10 minutes of sleep with me phone calls. So yeah, make of that what you will. Insight, anecdote, you be the judge. I will sign off now because it's 1 in the morning and I still have plenty of work to do. So take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Good night.